It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll hear about efforts in Wisconsin to prevent veteran suicide and support veterans with PTSD. First, here are sounds from a protest in Milwaukee last night. Protesters all around the country have been taking to the streets after President-elect Donald Trump won the 2016 election. The demonstrations have taken place on college campuses and in cities across the country. A protest in Portland turned violent after protesters out marching there were joined by an anarchist group. Police called that protest a riot. WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach joins us now. He's been covering the protests in Milwaukee. Chuck, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, you were covering the protest in Milwaukee last night. Can you give us a sense of what was going on the ground there yesterday?
Well, folks organized by the group Occupy Milwaukee and also a UW-Milwaukee student group gathered in Red Arrow Park right in downtown Milwaukee, just across from City Hall, and they had a few speeches there. There was a crowd over 1,000 by then, I think, and then after a few speeches, they took to the streets, heading south towards Wisconsin Avenue and then west along Wisconsin Avenue, and basically wound their way through downtown pretty peacefully but loud. A lot of chanting, a lot of concerns raised about Donald Trump, and Milwaukee police were certainly on hand, but I did not see or hear of any people being taken in. That seemed fairly peaceful, except, as I say, for the volume.
Now, Wisconsin as a whole went for Donald Trump, obviously not in all parts of the state, but did you get a sense of who was there at that protest?
Well, they were mainly, this was a younger crowd than I had seen at some other protests involving police community relations in recent years. There's a lot of, as I say, students, it seemed, from UW-Milwaukee, some older folks as well, but largely a student-led group, and very quite passionate, a very diverse group of people, racially and gender and so on, and it seemed that they were quite passionate about their concerns about Donald Trump potentially harming civil liberties, potentially not respecting gender and marriage diversity, quite a number of things that they are worried about Trump.
And throughout his campaign, Trump took a hardline stance on issues like immigration. And one of the protesters that you spoke to mentioned that last night. Let's hear a clip from protester Claudia Silva.
Well, what brought me out tonight was obviously the injustices that Donald Trump is, that he's promising on our country, not just for me as an immigrant from Mexico, but for all of us, LGBT, Black Lives Matter, for all of us. That's why we're all here, because together we're united.
And you spoke there with... go ahead.
I was going to say, Ms. Silva stressed that she is a U.S. citizen, but she raised concern that, you know, that she gets looks from other people, and she has friends that may have been here through the Deferred Action Program yet that have not been deported because of President Obama's programs. And she says, you know, there's a lot of fear in the, especially in the Latino community, and we've heard that elsewhere this week since the election.
Now, she was also talking there about other minority groups who she believes would be affected or could be affected by Trump's presidency, and she mentioned that there was a lot of fear right now. Did that seem to be a common theme, that bringing people out last night?
Well, I think so. I mean, certainly there's going to be a lot of economic policies change, or at least presumably under Donald Trump, and jobs and other institutions will be affected, but it seemed the main focus last night was some of the social issues, some of the culture issues, and some of the, you know, legal status things that we've heard for a number of weeks and months going into Election Day. So I'd say there was some fear expressed, yes.
We're talking right now with WPR's Milwaukee-based reporter Chuck Kornbach. He's covering the anti-Trump protests that have been showing up this week in Milwaukee. And Mayor Barrett was someone else who weighed in on this. What did you hear from Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett?
Well, earlier today, Milwaukee Alderman Bob Donovan, who lost to Barrett in the most recent mayoral election, raised concern about the protests, saying there should have been a permit. Barrett Donovan complained that the protesters blocked traffic, disrupted rush hour traffic yesterday, 5:30, 6 o'clock, and that the students, didn't really seem to take the students' concerns very seriously. So a little while ago, Mayor Barrett was at a Veterans Day event in Milwaukee, and reporters asked him about his basic reaction to last night's protest.
People were frustrated. As long as they were peaceful, I think that's good. But I don't know that it changed anything. I don't know if they were trying to change anything, but there were obviously a lot of frustrated people. I would have loved to, again, have seen them use that energy in the weeks leading up to the election to get more people out to vote.
Interesting there. Chuck, what do you say to that? I mean, Donald Trump was democratically elected. Are these protesters asking for any sort of particular change?
Well, a couple things. One is sort of what happens next, and Barrett wouldn't disclose if police would put a tighter limit on additional protests. I'm not sure there's going to be more, but there might be. The other thing to keep in mind here is that Barrett is following President Obama's lines of yesterday, suggesting that if Donald Trump succeeds, the nation will succeed. Now, another thing to keep in mind is that Democrats are going to be in the minority. City mayors are not going to have a friend in the White House, it appears, at least at this point. And so they are being careful, being cautious about trying to work with Trump. They don't want to see federal aid to cities cut and other changes that would hurt urban communities. So I think Mayor Barrett and President Obama are being cautious in their comments about Donald Trump right now.
And did you get a sense about whether or not these protesters had a wish list, whether there was anything in particular that they wanted, or were they just sort of expressing their unhappiness with his election?
Well, there's also some substantive things to discuss as well in terms of the Electoral College. And also there's a move underfoot, as you've maybe seen or talked about elsewhere, to try and impeach Donald Trump before he takes office. I'm not sure of the complete ability to take on a president-elect in that way or whether they have to wait. But also the Electoral College debate has come up at some of these protests in terms of Hillary Clinton winning the popular vote nationwide, Donald Trump winning the Electoral College numbers, and people suggesting, well, we didn't do anything after George Bush won the Electoral College race in 2000. We missed an opportunity. Now there's time to do something, but I'm not sure how much cooperation any Democrats or others that want change would get from the Republicans who are now going to be in control and just probably like the way the Electoral College worked. But it came up at the protests last night.
Now, Milwaukee is not unique in seeing these protests. There were also protests in Madison. There were protests in Portland, Oregon, in New York, in Texas near Austin. I mean, do you see this as being something that's going to pick up steam, or is this sort of a knee-jerk reaction that's happening in the immediacy of the high feelings that people may be experiencing after the election?
Well, I was a little surprised about the number of people in the last two nights coming out nationwide. The vote is what it is at the national level right now. I think there's some thought that questioning whether the electoral numbers and the voting booth numbers were handled correctly, but I don't think there's a lot of challenge to that at this point. But I think there was some rage, some concern. I talked to one woman last night who said at least this rally was therapeutic, she put it, and maybe there will be more, maybe not. Certainly there's going to be other controversies that come up, but also seeing Donald Trump in the White House and the Capitol yesterday seemed to lock in that this is the election result and this is the way it's going to be, and until we have some new controversies or old controversies are revived, more protests will maybe continue. People like Barrett will say, I'm not sure what it will change, though.
Chuck, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was WPR's reporter Chuck Kornbach joining us to talk about the anti-Trump protests that he's been covering this week in Milwaukee. Coming up, we'll hear how a Wausau-based group is working with veterans and their families to help them deal with PTSD and prevent veteran suicide. Stay with us here on Central Time.